KSRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Iran is rejecting President Trump's call for surrender. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Iran's supreme leader is warning that any military involvement by the Americans would cause irreparable damage to the United States. President Trump dismissed that warning, saying good luck. He claimed that Iran's got a lot of trouble and they want to negotiate, and that war can still be avoided.
Nothing's finished until it's finished. You know, war is very complex. A lot of bad things can happen.
Asked if he's decided about ordering a military strike on Iran, the president said, I may do it, I may not do it. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court has upheld by a 6-3 vote a Tennessee ban on sex change operations on children. Another 26 states have laws similar to Tennessee's. Chief Justice John Roberts writes, for a conservative majority, the law does not violate the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana says his party will have to pull out all the stops to pass the president's tax bill.
I think at this point there's a handful of members right now that are expressing some concerns. We can lose three. If we lose four, we got a problem. Three takes us to 50-50. You bring J.D. Vance in, and we break the tie.
Daines tells the Salem Radio Network the Senate has done even more than the House to address waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid. Emergency workers have pulled more bodies from the rubble of a 9-story Kyiv apartment building demolished by a Russian missile. The finds on Wednesday brought the death toll from the attack on the Ukrainian capital the previous day to 28. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 44 points, the NASDAQ rose 25, the S&P declined 1. This is SRN News. Children's Hospital in Los Angeles is getting out of the transgender business.
Officials say they will close the Center for Trans Youth Health and Development now that President Trump has cut funding off for it. Mr. Trump has placed a general ban on the use of taxpayer dollars to fund sex change operations and the use of puberty blockers on children, as well as the promotion of transgenderism. The L.A. hospital had been one of the leading practitioners of sex change surgeries and is facing at least one lawsuit from an unhappy patient. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The latest addition to the Copenhagen skyline is a tall 12-sided wooden building bearing the sign Denmark's First Tiny Church. The 800-square-foot construction was unveiled Sunday and is an outpost of the local Evangelical Lutheran Church. The parish's leaders saw a need for extra space as the Danish capital is expected to grow by 20% over the next decade. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted after the Federal Reserve indicated it may cut interest rates twice this year, though it's far from certain about that. The S&P 500 ended basically flat. The Dow slipped 0.1%, and the NASDAQ composite rose 0.1%. Treasury yields also wavered, but ultimately held relatively steady after Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the central bank is still waiting to see what the effects of tariffs will be on the economy before deciding its next moves on interest rates. The price of oil swung in its latest yo-yo moves amid fighting between Israel and Iran. The Dow was down 44 points to close at 42,171. The NASDAQ gained 25 to 19,546. The S&P 500 dropped 1 point to 5980. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.